Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio Network. This being our first show of 2022, let's do some review about where we've come over the past year and make some predictions for the coming year. On this show, we're focusing on what the many tens of millions of Americans who voted for President Trump in 2020 regard, with a mountain of evidence to support our contentions, as a stolen election, and our efforts to conclusively establish that to the rest of the public, as well as to have this horribly corrupted and fraudulent election set aside. Additionally, we want to look at the related efforts to fix what we regard as our horribly corrupt and fraudulent election systems so that such a travesty never happens again. Because without truly free and fair elections, we don't have a real country. The political left knows it can't win free and fair elections. A clear majority of Americans who have been able, with the aid of information provided by a growing alternative mass media, to see through the lies and hatred of the left, categorically rejects the left's monstrous ideas and goals to subjugate and enslave the American people. So the political left, with critical financial, governmental, and propaganda assistance of many of our business, political, and social elites who have been and are profiting enormously, directly or indirectly, from financial ties to the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP, has resorted to rigging and stealing our elections. As a result, radical leftists and others supporting them, such as RINOs, you know, the Republicans in name only, have been getting elected in order to force on the American people the left's evil agenda of subjugation and enslavement. More and more Americans are waking up to this shocking reality and turning against the political left and its allies. This inspiring resistance is becoming so strong that it instills a real hope and expectation that we can, indeed, stop the Marxist revolution that's been thrust upon us. Here's some New Year's Day commentary from former Trump advisor Steve Bannon on his Bannon's War Room program, January 1. Please soundbite one, please.
The illegitimate Biden regime has got things so out of control, and spinning out of control. You've had this great article from Politico to talk about this doomsday prophet, Honig, who was one of the guys on the Federal Reserve that kept warning about you can't keep printing money. The bailout from 2008, you just printed trillions of dollars of cash to bail out the elites, to bail out people who owned the real estate, to bail out the people who owned stocks. And it was really corporate real estate. You've inflated assets to have an asset bubble. It's got to be stopped. And then the CCP virus, we've tripled down. And right now you have, and this is why it's a moment for decision. And all the easy decisions, in the Valley of Decision, all the easy decisions are behind us. That's why I call it the Valley Decision. All the high ground and the easy choices for this country, financially, economically, politically, culturally, all way behind us. We squandered that. Our elites squandered that with ceaseless, endless foreign wars and ill-thought-through tax structures, ill-thought-through about taking your money, the pension fund money, and using it to ship all the manufacturing jobs to turn us into a service economy that, you know, and glibly sit there, hear the guys at Goldman Sachs, oh, we're going to be a service economy, let China manufacture everything. We've seen all the faults of that and how tough it is to turn around. And now we're heading into a firestorm, an inferno, because in this complete and total debacle of where elections have consequences and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, we're seeing that before us. And right now, they're cooking up another stimulus plan. It's just more easy money. More, and the reason it's easy money, it's your money. It's easy for them to take it and to spend it because it's yours. You're the full faith and credit of the United States. And remember, this is one of the things we're going to make sure you understand: economics and finance. And it's not impenetrable. They try to make it like that. It's actually got a lot of common sense elements to it. And once you understand it, you understand what the con is. You understand what the scam is. And you understand that it's on your shoulders, right? They're taking your money, destroying your family, destroying you, destroying your grandchildren, destroying this nation. And they're doing it. Willfully. And they're doing it knowingly. And we are going to put an end to that as sure as the turning of the earth.
They're doing it willfully, and they're doing it knowingly. My contention, exactly. The political left, which has illegally seized power in this country, is purposefully doing all it can to destroy America, which they believe is necessary in order to remake the country under Marxism. The incredibly stupid and evil people, at least the true believers, who support this monstrosity, believe it's actually best for all of us. Those of you involved with and or following the controversy over the 2020 election are aware that election integrity warrior Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow, has spent millions fighting to expose election fraud, including establishing the free speech website frankspeech.com. That's FRANKSPEECH.com. On this website are posted the numerous videos Lindell and his team have produced to support the allegations that the 2020 election was stolen with the aid of communist China and other bad actors both without and within the USA. You're also likely aware that Lindell has been working tirelessly to produce a lawsuit seeking to expose election fraud and overturn the 2020 presidential election. Lindell has also been working to get states' attorney generals, the ones who would have standing to bring the suit to the high court, to join into the suit so it can be filed. Lindell continues to predict that this will happen and that the suit should be filed shortly with the Supreme Court, where Lindell believes the evidence of election fraud will be so compelling that the high court will agree to hear the case. You're also aware of Lindell's longstanding claims that voting machine manufacturer and election management company Dominion, along with related companies, Smartmatic and others, they all have similar parts in their machines and that, are riddled with security flaws, that their machines connect to the internet and allow bad actors, particularly the CCP, to hack and switch votes cast for Donald Trump to Joe Biden and other left-wing politicians in the elections from 2020 and since. In response, Dominion is suing Lindell and others who made these claims for billions of dollars, along with giving statements about alleged – I'm sorry – for billions of dollars, along with threatening lawsuits against poll watchers and others involved in the election for giving statements about alleged vote and election fraud. Lindell is also heading an effort to get counties across the country to rid themselves of the current widespread use of these voting machines and election management systems. And by the way, Lindell needs your support, as his company, MyPillow.com, has been deplatformed by the big tech oligarchs, and many big retailers have refused to continue carrying his products. His company's products are American-made and of high quality. I purchased a number of them and myself, and I can attest to their quality and value. So check them out on frankspeech.com. Here's more audio from Steve Bannon interviewing Mike Lindell on his War Room program, December 29. Included in this interview is mention of a noted university computer science professor named Haldeman, I believe, who reportedly alleges that these voting machines are highly vulnerable to hacking and fraud. A judge in Georgia has sealed Haldeman's report about this for unknown reasons. I'd say most likely the judge is corrupt and compromised and is attempting to keep the report's conclusions from being seen by the American public. Efforts are underway to have this report released to the public. Please soundbite two, please.
Mike Lindell. Lindell, you're the hardest working man. You know, most people that had your resources or had your had, you know, what you have, what you've done and built would just be taking it easy, be on some yacht somewhere, or maybe back betting on football, hanging out in Vegas at the sports book. You're everywhere every day working for this company. The reason I admire you so much, you make me look like a piker. I think I'm the hardest working guy around. I call you and you're either on a plane or you're flying somewhere and you're in 30 meetings a day. Get us up to speed on what's been going on, because, man, you have been grinding.
Yeah, I just got back on a trip where we're actually going to do a mini movie on what's going to be happening now with the a filing we're going to do with Dominion. Everybody that we now, after a 5-month investigation, have all of the data that they basically Dominion, starting in Colorado, deleted the 2020 election. And they remember.
Okay, I just want to bring. I just got a thing, because last night I think it was on MSNBC. They're going. They say, MSNBC says, Mike, that Dominion's running the tables on you. That they've won every time they come up before a Trump judge. They look at it and say, "Hey, no, Mike Lindell, you're going to trial, Rudy. You got other people now suing people. New suits coming in all the time." So. Just walk us through the basic. How can there be two set of facts here? How can MSNBC say you're getting smoked and you're saying, "Hey, I've got this and I'm going a different direction"? Just bridge that gap.
Well, you've got all the propaganda that comes from MSNBC, all the lies, all the narrative that they've been pushing for years now, the left narrative. And then you have the conservative media that went completely south on us. That's the biggest threat to our country there is, because they don't talk about what's really going on. I'm here to tell you that right now, we are on the winning side. It just keeps getting better and better. And what's going on now is the stuff that they deleted, which now will be in a filing with the judges to get these Dominion lawsuits dismissed once and for all. Get rid of the frivolous over 200 lawsuits and threatening letters to Americans in this country that did nothing. A lot of them, all they did were poll watchers, and they got attacked by Dominion, this company that MSNBC and every other person, every other terrible outlet loves out there.
What's in the filings that's going to be the game changer? You're saying you're doing new filings with new information. And that new information in the filings, the courts are finally going to say, "Hey, I understand what Mike Lindell's saying, and in Dominion, you were wrong." So tell us what's in the filings.
Okay, now I want everybody to be clear. We'll talk about the Supreme Court case in a second. This is separate. This is all the lawsuits that Dominion attacked MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Fox News, OAN. The list goes on and on. They filed over 200 frivolous lawsuits so that they wouldn't want you or anybody finding out what's inside these machines. What we found, Steve, since the cyber symposium, it's been a 5 or 6 month investigation. Starting in Colorado, it's called the Trusted Build, where Dominion went in there, said it was a maintenance thing, and they went in there and deleted files. We now know what they deleted. What they had before they came in and deleted the files. And it is the evidence that's there now would actually overturn and bring down everything in a normal world. I mean, that would be, it'd be over. Everybody's going, "Whoa, there it is." It's all the evidence that what the computers did to this election. But here's what we're going to use it to get it out there. Remember, it was a federal felony, a state felony, but also, Steve, they have to preserve evidence in every case. Remember, they sent threatening letters to all the poll watchers saying, "You got to preserve evidence." And these poll watchers said, "What did I do?" They don't even know what they did. Well, they got to preserve evidence too. And so we bring this filing there. The end result is it's like throwing a gun in a river where you killed someone. You can't throw away the evidence. Yep. So that's
Let's go to commercial break. Just when's this filing going to take place?
It should be within the next 2 weeks. We've got it all ready to go. We've just got to get it filed in D.C. with the judge.
Let's go back to Mike Lindell. So, Mike, before we get to Supreme Court action, you know, look, I think what at least what the Secretary of State seems to be saying is that this was, I think this is part of the big controversy with Tina Peters and all these people, is that she ordered this. It's her, it was then her purview to do it. I mean, we'll find that out. You'll fight in court. I do want to say it's fascinating to me that so far, when you say they're frivolous suits, it has been Trump judges, mainly Trump appointed judges, that have been telling, you know, ruling that across the board on all these, that these cases go forward. Is that not the case?
Well, that is true that they've ruled to go forward. We're appealing ours. I just got a text by a lawyer here while we were on break, and Dominion is required to preserve evidence regardless of what some crooked Secretary of State says. So if a criminal tells you to do a criminal act, you don't do the criminal act, or you're also a criminal. So that's why they all kind of flock together out there in Colorado.
I love Mike Lindell's. I love Mike Lindell's modus operandi. Gets the text from the lawyer. Boom! I'm just going to go with it. Okay, I got it. So what else? What else is going on these suits?
And I do want to tell everybody this. So combined with that, we're not just bringing that to the judge. There's a Halderman report that is a judge is blocking from releasing in the state of Georgia. Remember, it's against crooked Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State there.
This is Professor Halderman, the famous guy that's an expert in this.
That report says that Dominion machines are used to steal votes. They are defective machines, everybody. If you're a commissioner out there, get ahead of the game. Get rid of those machines. Get your money back. The taxpayers paid for those machines.
Have you read a unredacted version of the Halderman report? I thought it was redacted everywhere. Have you actually read an unredacted version of the Halderman report, so you've seen all the facts?
Well, there's a lot of facts there. I've read some of the things, but I will say this is that judge doesn't want it out because even Halderman wants it out to release it to the government so we can. One of the things is we just went, Steve, to the Louisiana Secretary of State. A group went there and we showed him the replacement of the machines. Remember, we have it all set up. We're going to go around the country over the next 7 months. Getting the machines replaced in every state, all 3,000 some counties. But I will tell you this, that when we went there, that Louisiana Secretary of State, now he said he reached out to that judge and said, hey, we want this report. This affects us too. In that report, it named 16 states. Why would a judge suppress a report like that says the Dominion machines are defective and they are hackable and they don't work for what they're supposed to do, give a fair election. So the cards are crumbling around Dominion.
Okay. I want to go real quick. I only got a couple of minutes to the Supreme Court, but I assume if the Secretary of State of the great state of Louisiana, and there's no bigger Trump state than Louisiana, I imagine the Secretary of State's all gung-ho to take out the machines. I have to assume that the Attorney General is going to be one of the first guys. I don't want to name names, probably one of the first guys to sign up as one of the plaintiffs in the going to the Supreme Court with your material. Would that be correct, sir?
Well, not in the old version. I think he was very old. Jeff Landry was very adamant that there's nothing going wrong in Louisiana. So if you are in Louisiana, you might want to give Jeff a call, the Attorney General there, and say, hey, Jeff, the changes have been made in the Supreme Court complaint now, and you should definitely be one of the first people to sign. And when we go around next week and get everybody's signature, these were requests by the Attorney General, Steve, that to make this to basically hear when you get it to the Supreme Court. We really believe now with the changes, they will accept it 9-0. I believe that.
Okay.
When you see this new one come out, there should be no reason. The two that did say no, which was Landry and the Alabama Attorney General, they better be right there with the rest of them signing too, because they their state's mostly red doesn't mean it didn't happen there. In fact, Alabama's one of the worst states it happened in.
We need to spend more time with this, so I'm gonna try to get with your people and get you back on here tomorrow, Mike, because this is something that you've dedicated your life to. I know you're fighting the the machines, and you're fighting the whole thing with the machine companies. But the Supreme Court's a whole different path. That yeah. you still are adamant that this thing's got to be decertified and turned around.
Yes.
So 3 November stays with us as we're now coming up on the first anniversary of January 6th and January 20th. And you see where the nation is today. This is not me saying it. This is them saying it. It's total chaos.
And how about the broadcast? And Steve, how about the anniversary of January 9th when I got all the evidence brought to me on a silver platter? Let's not forget that, everybody, on January 9th when here this evidence that took me 5 months to validate.
You were going to do a whole special about you on January 9th. Okay, we got to bounce. We'll be back here at 5. Mike Lindell, you're a patriot and a hero.
You hear the hymn music there as they're coming up on the break during the holiday week. Well, the day earlier from this, which we've just heard, on December 28th, on his Lindell Report featured on frankspeech.com, Mike Lindell discusses his allegations of election fraud with a member of his team, physicist Douglas Frank, who has been analyzing what he says are election fraud computer algorithms, essentially computer programs, used by those perpetrating the fraud to monitor and manipulate vote counts. It's Mike Lindell and his team's contention that these algorithms were used in every state across the country, as you heard him say, on Election Day 2020, as well as in previous elections and those held since, using data obtained from the U.S. Census and voter registration rolls to manipulate votes. Here's some audio from this Lindell report. I admit the information provided in the video presentation is complex and technical, and even with the aid of graphics, which you, only listening, will not have the benefit of seeing, all of the information provided is not entirely clear to me. But if I understand correctly, the basic premise here is that those committing the election fraud, and these people have not largely been identified, were watching the election vote counting in what they call real time, and were able, using these algorithms, to manipulate the vote count to throw the election in 2020 to Joe Biden, and in the case of future elections held last year, 2021, to other leftist candidates, such as in California, Georgia, and New Jersey. Play soundbite 3, please.
Let's bring in everybody. Let's bring in Dr. Doug Frank. He's become a good friend. I met him back when we filmed Scientific Proof. Everybody, I'll give you an introduction. When we went to film Absolute Interference, all of a sudden, here's this physicist, one of the smartest men in the United States, and from Ohio, comes on, and he's got all this theory, at first theory, and I go, this isn't theory, these are facts. Wow, this is mathematics. And he's showing me this stuff, and I'm going, hold on, we're going to do scientific proof. We did a one-hour special. If you all would like to go to it here at Frank's Speech and you're off time, go to it. Or if you're on Roku, go down. Scientific Proof comes up right away on Roku, and I encourage you all to watch it. This is not – he's just one of many, many people I've met since this election crime of the biggest crime in the history of 2020 election. Of all these geniuses in this country, from your Dr. Shebas to your Drazas to your Dr. Doug Frank, all these people, they were just smart people living normal lives as much as geniuses can be normal. And they're doing solving problems and inventing things and teaching things that you and I couldn't even imagine. And then all of a sudden, all their time goes into looking at this election because they're concerned. Americans, and then everyone comes at them and says, oh no, this is not true, this is not true. You know, really, this is what they do. This is what they do. They're geniuses. They're not doing it for any other thing. The numbers speak for themselves. So I'm looking forward to Dr. Doug Frank, what he's got for us today, everybody. But just remember, you're going to be hearing one of the smartest men I've ever met. Doctor, are you there?
I'm here, Mike. It's so good to
see
you. How's
that for an introduction, huh?
I tell you, you should go into business, in marketing, maybe.
Well, I'd like to put that up because it really bothers me all these people I met like yourself that are out there every day. And then the media, remember, you'd think that the Foxes of the world, the Newsmax of the world would have, or the Salem medias of the world, or any ABC, NBC would have your reports on that you report that are numbers. They're numbers. They are the real. They're mathematics, everybody. This is what they are. They are numbers. They're real. We get the numbers from the states. We get the numbers from the states. So they're not just made up numbers. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. Only it's a little more complex because you have algorithms, everything else going on. But I just like to introduce and let everybody know that you you probably had better things to do this last 12 months or 13 months now. It's been, I know you've been involved from the time you first looked and said, there's something wrong here. One of the things I've noticed about people like myself is I'm intrigued by deviations because I always want to find out when you have a deviation, like I have over 5,000 radio and TV stations and look at my charts every day and I go, okay, well, here's something in Dubuque, Iowa, or whatever, it might be a newspaper or something in Memphis, Tennessee, a radio station. And all of a sudden they did three times what they normally would do. I have to find out you can't do that unless the inputs change. You have to have a different input to get a different output. Okay. And what I do is we dig into that deviation until we find out why it happened. Anybody out there that's in business, if you don't know your deviations, if you're not running your business, any business in the world, and you got a business and you don't look at your deviation, say, wow, this bad thing happened. That's a deviation. I'm going to not only fix it, but I'm going to learn from it and not repeat it. Or if you have something good happen, you want to duplicate it over and over again and have all your, have all your business practices like that. Well, that's the same way of an election. And here we have this massive election. Wouldn't you think, doctor, that people have seen these deviations? They want to do, hey, let's find out why it happened, how it happened, and then let's fix it so we have the best elections in the history of the world. Which is exactly what we're doing, correct?
Yes, and I think you're not alone. I think that Americans across the country saw deviations. Everybody saw them. This doesn't make any sense at all. But unfortunately, most people, even though they knew something was wrong, they didn't know what was wrong. So they had to kind of figure it out. And it's taken us a while, but you know, people like you, people like me, have been going around spreading the word, teaching people. And you know, when I first met you, I showed you some pretty specific deviations down in the weeds. Right. But what I've been working on in the last several weeks since last we were together is I went to each Secretary of State website. Anybody can do this. And I love what your example about 2 + 2 = 4. Anybody can confirm that.
Could you? I want you to hold on right there. I want to say something before you get into this. I want to say one more thing. And everybody, what you're going to hear here, I want everyone to listen what he's going to tell you real specifically, because a lot of people were tricked. They seen deviations, but they knew that there were other variables like mail-in voting or like because it was the Chinese virus. So they made you think that there were these variables that was the reason you had these different outcomes in the election. Well, you know what? There's a few things it doesn't explain to everybody. How do you have more people that voted than you had voters in some areas? Wouldn't matter what the input is. That's impossible. You have to find out why that happened. Or it would be another example would be when you have, like in Michigan, I'll do one example and I'll let you take the floor. In Michigan, everybody, what did they tell us when 106,000 votes came in the middle of the night for Biden, no down ticket and none for Donald Trump, or very few? They told us that, what? Well, those darn mail-in votings, everybody in the inner city, they go for the Democrat. That was a big lie, because you know why? When you checked into that, that could have been, everybody put doubt in their mind, but how about this? The mail-in voting in Michigan was counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night in the 4th. So if you take that out of the equation, now you have to have another reason for that deviation. Well, we found that out. The reason was they trucked in the ballots, stuck the numbers in three fobs, and stole Michigan. Hello? You know, so they, that's the one thing, point I wanted to make there, everybody, is I want everybody, when you hear these things, these are facts that he's given you, and you can get them yourself from the Secretary of State.
Yes.
You can get these numbers, have nothing to do with, these variables. Now, these are real numbers. No matter what happened back then, these are actual numbers, and now you got to go from there and figure out, well, how did these numbers appear? Because they just didn't come out of the blue, did they, Doctor?
That's right. And a lot of times the data I'm analyzing are registration rolls, you know, like you purchased that registration roll from Alabama, for example. And most people don't have access to that. But what's so cool about what I just did recently is anybody can check me. Anybody can go onto a Secretary of State website and download these data. They're available right in public. And the other place I downloaded some data were from the U.S. Census. That's how I know that there are more people registered to vote and more people who voted than they have people sometimes. It's just ridiculous. So this is not me. You can also check. So what I did is for several weeks, I've been analyzing these data and collecting. I mean, not continuous because of other things to do too. But I downloaded for every state how many people were registered, how many people voted, how many people were eligible to vote. In other words, how many 18 and older. And I made a graph of that. And maybe you could show me, you guys could show that for us, clip one. I tried to make these graphs really easy for you guys to understand. So in other words, that's from the population in each state. And then this is who's registered in every state. Very simple. Except you notice that six of the states have more people registered than they have population. Oops. And so you notice I'm just showing you data. And then the number of people who voted in each state. So that's that first graph. You can stop showing that graph. You get the idea. It's just the data, and I'm just showing people the data. They could check it themselves.
So on that one right there, everybody, just so everybody knows, you can't have more votes than you had voters. Now, and then, you know, it's like this. In our Supreme Court case, everybody,
exactly.
One state actually has a law, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
You can't have more votes than voters in any place in the state. What a law to have. Or, you know what, the thing is, if you do have that, you can't turn in your electors for your presidential election.
Right.
Well, guess what? Pennsylvania did turn in their electors, and they had more votes than voters in places. So they turned them in against the Constitution of the United States and against their own state law. So Pennsylvania, take down those electors. You have a Republican legislators. Take them down. You did it illegally. Pull them down legally. How about that? So these are just an example. Keep going, sir.
That's a beautiful example, and that's in that beautiful case that Kurt Olson put together. That's an example in there. So that's just one thing. By the way, these little graphs we're putting up, I extracted them from about a 10-minute video where I just show a bunch of graphs in a row. No words, just because it's a lot of graphs where I kind of walk people through this, and it's on Frank Speech. I uploaded it today. So you can see it on Follow the Data with Dr. Frank up on Frank Speech. So that's the first one. Now, what I do in the video is I show each of the variables, and it's a long, detailed process, and I don't think we want to go through that. But what I then did is I combined two variables where I show on one axis how many people are registered, and on the other axis, how many people voted. That's clip two. Let's show that little clip. And I tried to make it easy for everybody to understand. So the horizontal axis, that's how many people are registered. Normally, that's 60 to 70%. That's typical. Obviously, you can't have more than 100% registered. That's more registered than you have people. And then on the vertical axis, I show how many people who voted. Very simple. So if you're on the bottom, that would be high registration, low turnout. You have dirty rolls. If you have low registration but high turnout, that's okay. That just means you have lots of participating people. But if you have both, that's bad. And so I've shown people in these graphs, in other words, good is the bottom left, bad is the upper right. Very simple. I'm trying to help people understand. We have seven states where we have more people registered than we have people. Oops. And then every state in the country is in this fraud zone. What I mean by the fraud zone, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so before you get the fraud zone, I want to explain that to people. Can you put that back up, everybody? I want to show everybody that.
Yeah.
Okay. When you see all those dots for those states, okay, right there. Okay, stop right there. All right. What this is saying, everybody, I need everyone to understand how this happened. Okay. What they did is they, instead of saying, if we take a state like Minnesota and say, Biden won 2 million to Donald Trump's 100,000. If they said that, everybody would go, of course, that's a computer glitch. We got to look into the problem. So what they did it over the whole United States. Yep. They did it through computers and through the machines. But they also needed names, everybody. They need to have names to attach to
each ballot.
The computers. So if you add a name, you're pulling it from anywhere. You could pull it from the voter rolls. You could pull it from people that have passed away. You can pull it from, we found in Florida, just illegals that are there using their names. You can pull, is that true, Dr. Frank? You can pull, it's just a name. And some of them, and then when they run out of names, they use some names twice, don't they? Guys, they use some names twice, such as Maricopa County. Remember when they did the audit in Maricopa, 17,000, I believe, voted twice. I don't know, 6,000 three times. And then they used some names four times. So if you take away those names, remember, Arizona, Donald Trump lost by 10,000 votes. Just the double ones that voted at 17,000. Boom. Pull down those electors in Arizona. It's illegal. You turn in your electors, there's problems. We got problems. It doesn't mean, you guys, when you pull down electors, it doesn't mean it goes to Donald Trump immediately. You pull it down, so maybe we have to have a complete new election. But these were all put in wrong. They're all fraud. All fraud across every state. When you see that, everybody, all they did, it's very simple. Pick a state. Let's pick New Hampshire. Donald Trump won New Hampshire, everybody. He won Minnesota amongst all the other states that he won. But he won in my state of Minnesota. So in Minnesota, if all you did was add all this to the voter rolls, and how did they trick us? Here's how they brainwashed us, everybody. They told us, you know what? We're going to do all these illegal things that were put in by Secretary of States, mostly Democrats, except for your crooked Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia. But all these Secretary of States and other politicians that made these rules, they changed the rules. Like in Michigan, they mailed out 6.5 million ballots out there. Some people got six ballots at their house. They did this stuff so that they could, by doing that, you inflate the voter rolls. So instead of having a 70% normal turnout, some of these places had 100 and some percent. Well, but the ones that were like 90 some percent, we've been to states, you know that, Dr. Frank, we get down there and they're going, well, of course you could have 90-some percent, you know. We had mail-in voting. We never had that before. Or we never had, you know, everybody wanted to vote now because it's easy. Yeah, that's a lie, everybody. That's the biggest lie, one of the biggest lies ever told. Sure, you might have had more people that voted, but I'll bet if you take all the illegal votes out of there, the phantom voters, it was probably what a normal election would have been because people were really, you did have a lot of enthusiasm this last election. Yeah. Donald Trump really got 81 million votes. 81 million. He got more than any president in history. They say, what, he got 75 or 76 million? No, that's not true. Biden only got around 70 million, and that's even subjective. It could even be less.
Yeah.
You know, so, but keep going. But these are numbers, everybody, that are easily explained now. You can explain how are all those numbers in the fraud zone? Because they did it in every state. If you did it in just one state and tried to take all your stuff, you would stand out like a sore thumb. You can't. That's why they say now, they go, well, you know what? We just got to campaign harder. We know those machines are fraudulent. We got to beat the algorithms. I've heard this from Republicans. We just got to fight harder and beat the algorithms. Boy, we know the Democrats, they're going to cheat, so we got to beat the algorithm. We just got to win by even more. No, They're not going to let you do that next time. They're just going to take your Republican vote and turn it into a Democrat vote. Yeah. Do you guys get it out there? If there's machines in the 2022 election, forget about your country. It's over. It's gone. Goodbye.
The battles to establish the facts and truth of the 2020 election are continuing, of course. You heard Mike Lindell relate that the audit of Maricopa County in Arizona, the country's fourth largest metropolitan area, which includes Phoenix, I believe, showed that some 17,000 people, or manipulation of votes using their names, voted twice. The Arizona Attorney General is investigating, but Maricopa County election officials have just recently responded to the allegations against them and denied all charges. They did reportedly admit that some people voted twice, but list very few such double voters, nowhere near enough to show that Trump actually won Arizona. Hopefully, the Attorney General's investigation will help establish the facts and the truth about what actually happened in Arizona in 2020. Many people are frustrated and believe that indictment should have already been handed down since it's been several months since the investigation the audit results were turned over to the Attorney General to investigate. I believe, however, that Attorney General Brnovich has until March sometime before he has to respond. And you wouldn't really expect someone to just instantaneously throw out indictments. Levy wants to have this. We were certainly hoping that this man has got integrity and he's going to do a thorough and comprehensive investigation, which is going to result in justice being served. We'll have to wait to see. Whatever you want to say about the legitimacy or lack thereof of the 2020 election, those of us fighting for election integrity have come a long way in 2021, uncovering much, much more evidence of election fraud in 2020 and 2021. So much so that it's believed that the draft complaint of the lawsuit challenging the 2020 election that Mike Lindell is working diligently to get state's attorney general to join as necessary plaintiffs is much stronger with regard to supporting evidence than any legal action brought previously in this regard. Lindell hopes to get this case filed and accepted with the Supreme Court in the next few weeks. He believes, as he stated, that the case is so strong that the high court will be compelled to accept and decide it. I believe a majority of the justices, including and most bitterly disappointingly, the three Trump-appointed justices – I'm sorry, nominated justices who were subsequently appointed to the court – are scared to death to touch this case. Why? Because so many in the country's political and business establishment, which is from where these justices came, wanted to get rid of Donald Trump and install Joe Biden as president, the chosen candidate of their masters and financial benefactors in communist China. To be sure, there are great challenges facing those of us who love liberty and this country of ours in 2022. But it's been inspiring and uplifting to have witnessed the great coming together of patriots across the USA over the past year, and the groundswell of opposition to the Marxist cabal and their allies in this country, hoping to eventually hand us over to the CCP. Good people of all different ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds have come together, uniting against the tyranny we are facing. This gives me hope that we can accomplish great things in 2022, making significant progress toward preserving and strengthening our freedoms and way of life. That's it for another show. As always, we hope you found the content of today's show of interest and value. You can listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted in the next few days on the Jim Benson Show page at bbsradio.com. Have a great rest of your day and evening.